Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance. How may I help you?
Hey, my cousin was calling for unemployment. He just walked into the store. He's on the way out right now. So he left his phone in the car. He's on the way to it now. Here he is right here.
Okay.
Hey, is that what I heard?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hello.
How may I help you, sir?
Yes. This is Darius, man. I was trying to start a claim for unemployment, or file for unemployment. I just lost my job.
Okay. May I have your social security number, sir?
420-33-9156.
So, may I have your first and last name?
Darius May.
And your date of birth and driver's license or ID?
9/10/89. This one right here, too.
Right there by Jay.
Well, you know, you know. It's fine.
Your driver's license, sir?
790-6864.
Okay. When was the last time you filed for unemployment?
It's been a long time ago.
Okay. It looks here like you just reopened it.
No, yeah, I was just starting it. I was just starting it. Yes, I was just starting it, and the phone hung up.
So you didn't finish it?
I didn't finish it, yes, ma'am. I was in the moment where she was asking me for my account and my routing number.
Okay.
For my direct deposit, and right. I was in the midst of doing that. Like, I was talking to my bank and stuff, and I was on my way to my bank to do that, but I would just put myself on a call list just in case it was, like, a long time. You get what I'm saying? I'm on my
okay.
way, though. I'm, like,
okay.
2 minutes away if you can hold.
Okay.
Now, if you can get anything, like, if you can get any other information around that till we get to the account and the route number, you know,
okay,
we can do that. But I'm, like, 2 minutes away. I'm, like, 2 minutes away from my bank.
Okay. Because
I can't pull it up on my app. I thought I could pull it up on my app, my account and round number, but it wouldn't pull up.
Okay. So let me have your first and last name.
Darius May. D-A-R-R-I-U-S.
Okay.
M-A-Y. May.
Okay. Have you ever used any other name or social security number?
No, ma'am.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
So you don't have any difficulty reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Sound like an army?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am. Never been to the army.
Okay. So your driver's license number?
790-6864.
Okay. So let's go ahead and put it under the benefit card for now, and then when you get it, I can go back and change it, okay? So
okay,
we'll just request the benefit card right now in order to go to the next page. What is your mailing address?
14 Meadowlawn Drive.
Okay. You said
Alabama.
14. Can you spell the name of the street?
M-E-A-D-O-W.
Oh, Meadow.
L-A-W-N.
Meadow Avenue. Okay.
Meadowlawn Drive.
Oh, Meadowlawn. Like grass.
Yes.
Like lawn.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Meadowlawn is one word though.
Oh, okay. Meadowlawn Drive.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Okay.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama 35401.
Okay. And the zip code, sir, again?
35401.
Okay. Okay. And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. And your phone number, sir?
205-657-4176.
Okay. So I heard you say for the phone number is 205-657-4176.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
And I have for your address 14 Meadow Lawn, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35401, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's see here. I need to ask you some questions for security purposes, okay? So is your bank a traditional bank or is that an online system?
It's Reason, but I guess that's traditional.
Okay. Which of the following professional licenses? Do you have any professional license?
As in?
Nursing, physician, assistant, anything like that?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So according to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? 5'9", 6', 6'3", 6'6", or none of the above?
6 foot.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 123. Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 123 Lee Road, 211 20th Street, 235 James Harrison Junior Parkway, or 96 Heather Ridge Drive, or none of the above?
What you say about the two? What you say about the M36 James out here?
The 235 James One or James I Harrison Drive Junior Parkway. Is that one?
I stayed in James I Harrison Parkway one time.
Okay. Did you file unemployment in any other state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you work outside of the state of Alabama with an employer? Can you take me off speaker, please? I can't hear with all that noise or headphones.
No.
Please take me off speaker or headphones. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Okay, sorry.
Okay,
so did you file for unemployment in any other state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you work outside of the state of Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you join the military in active duty in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you didn't receive a TRA returning certification. This is not a natural disaster unemployment relief assistance, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I never received any of that.
Okay. So when was the last day that you worked?
Today. I just got off like 7 this morning.
Okay.
And they did it this morning.
Okay. So let's see here. So today is the 14th.
Yeah, like I work overnight. So
okay.
You know what I'm saying? I got off at 7 this morning. So
okay. Okay, so February 14, 2022. Okay. So when you do your weekly certification, sir, being that you worked since Sunday, okay, because the week begins on Sunday, you need to make sure you report the number of hours and how much you made per hour, okay? And your
today?
First weekly, Sunday when you do your weekly certification. Because if
and
not, it would be considered
this week?
Right. Mm-hmm. Because if not, it would be considered fraud, okay? So
yeah,
you
ma'am.
Need to make sure you do that. Okay.
So how do I
instructions.
Do it? Who's going to give me the,
I will give
okay,
you. Yeah, I will give you instructions. Okay, but for now. Okay. So have you been mentally and physically able to work since Sunday?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you work for yourself, hire your own business, or do you work on commission?
Yes, hold on, ma'am. One moment.
Okay.
I was trying to get my account and round number. I can't put it up on my app. It won't let me, like, I call off.
Okay. Would it be a checking or savings?
Checking.
Okay. Let me have the routing first and then the account.
trying to put it up on my account. No, it's just, like, just my routing to my account. It's crazy. I'm just sitting up here playing with this thing the whole time. Thank you, sir. I'm going to send a screenshot there. And I'm going to thank you. So I got the count number and route number right here. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Hello, I'm going to get back in the car.
Okay.
Could you hear me on speaker right now?
I'm sorry?
Could you hear me now on speaker? Hold on, I'm
yes.
Getting back in my car.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, my account number is, look, bro. Pull right up. The account number is 027-13-05-971.
That's the account number or the routing number?
That's the account number.
Okay.
And the routing number is 062.
Mm-hmm.
00.
Mm-hmm.
00.
Mm-hmm.
19.
Okay. All right. So let me repeat these back to you because we need to make sure they're correct, okay?
Hold on, hold on. Say what again, ma'am?
So I'm going to repeat the account numbers to you.
Okay.
Because we need to make sure they're correct, okay?
Right.
So what I heard you say was 062-00-0019 for the routing?
Yes, that's correct.
And for the account is 027-130-597. Is that correct?
5971.
5971. Okay. Back to you one more time. So for the account, I have 027130-5971. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Are you attending any school or training at the moment?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And how many miles are you willing? So you're available to work full time and all the different shifts of your occupation, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you receiving any pension or workman's compensation?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And how many miles can you travel to go to work one way? What's the most?
Well, how many miles it is to Birmingham? About 50. I'd say about 50.
50, okay. And how much do you want to make an hour at least?
I was just making $22.50. I would at least like to make less than 20.
Okay. Do you belong to a union?
I don't know if Walmart was associated with a union or not, but I know I've been with them for a long time. I don't recall anyone saying anything about a union. I don't recall that.
Okay, yeah. No, they don't have a union. And what was your last job description?
Overnight team lead.
Were you doing stock, or what were you doing? Were you on the floor?
Yes, I was the overnight team lead. I was over stock.
Okay. Okay. And you said that was with Walmart?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have their phone number and address. Walmart's phone number and address.
Google Walmart. Luckily on Skype. It was 205-542 something.
205-750
0823.
Okay.
And the address is 1501 Skyland Boulevard, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
The Skyland Boulevard.
Yes, ma'am.
Tuscaloosa. And the zip
Tuscaloosa,
code?
Tuscaloosa 35405.
Okay. And you said your last day of work was today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And when was your first day of work with them?
May 2nd, 2017.
Okay. And would you say you're currently not receiving any vacations, sick holiday pay, or pension from them?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And would you say you're not with them due to lack of work, or did you get discharged? What happened?
It was because of some kind of, they got a policy. It was because of, I was doing my job, and they had, like, this machine, I guess, that they so-called supposed to have been locked it out. But I'm a manager, and I'm a trainer on the forklift. Like, so, I mean, on the electric pallet jack and the forklift, and all the equipment is operated in Walmart. I'm a trainer on it.
Mm-hmm.
So if the machine was locked out properly, I would knew, like, not to use this machine. But
mm-hmm.
the machine was not locked out. It was a machine that supposed to have been locked out or whatever, and they said we was not. I got fired. My manager that above me, he got fired, and a couple more folks, you know what I'm saying, in the midst of getting fired. You get what I'm saying?
Mm. Okay.
Because of this one machine that was operated because they did not lock it out properly. They still had the key in the machine where you still can cut the machine on and use it, and it didn't seem like nothing was wrong with the machine. So I just come in on a normal day, you know what I'm saying, doing my job, and
mm-hmm.
I got held accountable for doing my job, basically.
Yeah. Okay, so you were fired. Okay, you were discharged.
Yes, ma'am, they terminated me. Yes,
okay.
ma'am, they terminated me this morning.
And it was due to unsatisfactory work?
No, I wasn't no unsatisfactory work because I'm a manager. You know what I'm saying? I do
right.
great work. Like, they love me in there.
Okay,
it was
so
due to some kind of machine.
Of
I don't know how would you. Some
would
kind
you
of policy.
It?
Or sorry,
okay,
I don't know.
Violation
what.
Of policy of some kind. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be, yeah.
That would
that sound better.
Okay.
I don't want it to sound bad because I was doing my job.
I understand. I totally understand. That's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Okay. So who is the person that discharged you? What was his name?
Her name is A. Marie White. She's the store manager.
Okay. Anne Marie White.
A. Marie.
Okay. White.
White.
Okay. And this happened this morning, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, and it was due to machine procedure. Breakdown.
When I've been with them, it would have been 5 years come May.
Oh, that's thanks.
And they fired one of their best managers because I was basically doing my job.
That's so sad. Well, the good thing is that you might be able to get a better job.
I mean, yeah, I understand that, but I was just so comfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. It's not fun.
And, like, I'm just like, I don't want to have to start all the way over.
I understand.
At another job, man. It frustrated me so bad. Like, you know, it really got me aggravated. And like, I got two kids.
Yeah.
I got a house. I got car notes. I got bills. You get what I'm saying? Like, I can't be.
I understand, sir. I
understand. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry to hear.
And they fired me for no reason, basically. I'm one of their best workers.
Yeah, I understand. So, yeah, you could always write a letter, you know, and see if they will rehire you or if they can give you a recommendation.
See, that's another thing. They put me down. They put me and my other manager. We the managers in the store that keep the store alive. Like, they keep the stuff off the floor, like the back room clean and all this now. That both of us gone. That stuff finna go down. The A. Marie not going to last long.
I guess not.
I don't know if I'm saying too much on the phone with you, but
I understand,
it's too much,
sir.
You know?
Yeah, I understand. So, sir, you tried to resolve the problem and you were unable to resolve it, right?
Right, yes, ma'am.
Okay. But the fact that you were there for 5 years says a lot. So hopefully you'll be able to get rehired somewhere else, maybe with a better.
Right. I mean, I hope it won't be a problem.
Yeah.
I hope it won't be a problem for me to get another job.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, because I was in a manager position.
Yeah.
Almost 4.5 years. You get what I'm saying? Because when I first started, I was a regular associate, but I wasn't a regular associate for no more than 9 months.
Yeah. I understand, sir. So do you elect to have 10% of your benefits withheld for federal income tax purposes, sir?
I've been having problems with my income tax lately.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, right now I would just regularly just have everything I could get.
Okay. So your PIN number for this claim, sir, is 5689?
Hold on. Let me write this down. Hold on. Okay. Let me take for your phone, Dino.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem.
All right, what it is again?
5689.
And what is it again?
5689.
Okay, it's a PIN number for what?
I'm gonna give you instructions. Okay. So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 or more weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work, sir, at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You can either go to the Alabama Career Center near you, or you can go online to www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov. That's alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and update your resume or application online. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You must be able, available, and actively seeking work for the duration of your unemployment benefits. Unemployment claim, sir, is a calendar week that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. Once a week, you must do a weekly certification for the previous week. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. If you have any questions, sir, you can go to www.labor.alabama.gov. And you're going to use your PIN to do your weekly certification on this website. Or you can call 800-752-7389. That's 800-752-7389. And do your weekly certification by line. 7389.
line, 1-800-752-7389.
Yes, sir. Okay, you could do your weekly certification anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5 o'clock, but not on Saturday. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. Please note that an information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet will explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is being determined. Please read it carefully. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. If you have any other questions, you may call 1-800-361-4524. That's 1-800-361-4524. Please note your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview to discuss the findings. If so, you will be contacted either by phone or by mail. Mr. May, we have now completed your unemployment claim. Your first weekly certification is Sunday. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. Okay, yes, I do have a question. So this 1-800 number that you gave me, do I call that Sunday and I need to go to the career center to update me?
Exactly. You need to go to the career center first and look for a job and apply. And you need to keep a record of the places you submit your application for in case you get called for review. Okay, and then you would call 800-752-7389 on Sunday, and you can call 752-7389 on Sunday and do your weekly certification, Sunday or any day after that, between Sunday and Friday. Okay?
Okay.
Between 9 and 5
and,
in the
so
afternoon.
One more time. So would I receive benefits next week or not?
No, sir. This process takes at least 5 weeks, and this is just the application. This is not an approval. Okay? You need to go online at www.labor.alabama.gov to see if you've been approved. I don't see any problems, but I can't confirm that, sir. You need to go online and look at that confirmation at www.labor.alabama.gov. You're going to log in and you're going to go to view my tracker or your tracker. When you look at your tracker, it's going to give you all the information on your claim. And if you need any documentation, it will also give you that information. It will keep you updated with all the latest information on your claim. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any questions, sir?
I guess you can't tell me how much I'll be getting, huh?
No, sir. If you go on Sunday after you do your weekly certification, if you go to that page that I mentioned to you, tracker, at www.labor.alabama.gov, that's going to give you an estimate of all the information
okay.
on your claim. Okay? All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line, sir. You have a nice day now.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye now.